Happy Friday.
I'm going to say this calmly. Happy Friday. No, my son told me that last week when he watched the clip that I'm too excited at the beginning of these. When I go, Happy Friday, he's like, you need to calm down. So I'm trying to sound, you know, more subdued. Okay. He said I sounded deranged with enthusiasm, but maybe I just am excited for us to be chatting. Yes. So there.
Also, I don't know that teenage boys are the best.
This is a middle school boy. Givers. It's the younger one. It's even more apt what you're saying, that we don't go by them. I guess they're very high alert on things that are cringy.
Yeah.
So we
don't
have to listen.
I would never
to that.
Listen.
So happy Friday.
Yes. There you go. There you go. So much to talk about today. I feel like I'm excited. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute since we were here last, and I'm excited. But the first thing randomly I want to talk about, which is coffee.
That is super random since you don't really drink it. So,
well, that's kind of the point of it, right? So I've been drinking more coffee lately because it's cold.
Cold brew?
So, you know, that's
or
that's
iced
not,
coffee.
No. Cold. It's cold outside.
Excuse me. See?
So warm
got
drinks
it,
are
it,
good,
got it.
Right?
Yes. Feels
more
appropriate.
But, whatever, it's not really true, but it doesn't seem so crazy that I would start picking it up in the worst part of winter. But also, there's a coffee place by us that my husband once brought one home for me, and it's so good. It just tastes delicious. Coffee tastes good, but this particular one, oh my, it's crazy. And he was away this weekend, and I was with the kids. The only time I ever got to myself was when I walked to the corner to get the coffee. I was just like, it became a thing. Anyway, I've been drinking more coffee. I notice that everything is different.
Whoa.
And, okay, so I don't know what it means if there's a clinical definition, or I know that there's a book called Intuitive Eating, whatever.
I own it.
I'm not necessarily referring to that, but I am an intuitive eater. I'm like, what am I in the mood? Like every time I'm like, what am I in the mood for? What do I feel like? You know, like, do I need to fill up now because I won't have a time to have a snack until 4 o'clock, whatever it is. So I kind of assess that. And I've noticed also like certain things that are in my fridge are just sitting there and not being eaten. I just have completely different cravings, wantings, whatever it is around food, when I have coffee to start my day.
It's altering
it's
what
bizarre.
You want to eat and what you are in the mood
it's,
for. Okay,
yeah,
this is
all
first.
Day. It doesn't ever
Let
change.
Me rewind, though.
Like, it doesn't,
what are
like,
what kind of coffee are we drinking?
Go ahead.
Just a straight up, like, drip coffee with some milk in it? Okay,
yes.
You're not doing any crazy
straight up drip
latte,
coffee.
Mocha,
no.
Blah. Okay, so this is just
nope.
a straight up coffee.
Nope.
Okay, so you
straight
have
straight up
it,
coffee with
and
half
then
and half.
You think you're going to eat one
three,
thing
three and
or
a half
you're
sugars.
Not?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. This does not happen to me. But then again, obviously, I drink coffee all the time.
It's so weird. I at the risk of sounding like an Aries.
Ding, ding,
very
ding.
Extreme. I feel like a different person.
Is this for the better? Are we?
I'm like,
are we?
Who is it? No, no. Well, no, not necessarily. But not necessarily either or. It's just different. Although I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little stuck in my ways of the things I'm used to craving. And also, okay, this is the way it's not good because I'm annoyed that I've bought all the things that I usually eat
that
and
is
I don't
annoying.
Want
that's,
any of them. Mm-hmm. That is genuinely annoying. But yeah.
Well, let me just say, is it because
something like the pH,
well,
the
I
acid?
Will say as a coffee drinker, there are certain things I cannot eat with coffee. Like if you were, for example, maybe other people are not like this, but if you want to give me, try and tell me I'm going to have yogurt for breakfast, then there's no freaking way I'm going to drink that with coffee. Yeah. You want to give me a bagel? What goes better than a bagel and coffee? I mean, it's like a pizza and
Coke.
Okay,
this is so weird. Because I usually have
And now
yogurt,
you want a bagel.
And now I've been having a bagel.
That's just classic pairings, Corinne. That's just pairings.
Oh, my God.
You
don't know these
have
things.
Yogurt. With
well,
coffee.
Which is so. I put half and half in my coffee. Why can't I have yogurt?
Because it messes up. It'll taste weird. You cannot. This makes perfect sense to me. You will not crate. It just doesn't go.
That is so crazy.
Eggs are good. I can do eggs and coffee, toast, waffles, bagels. I cannot have, even oatmeal is a little questionable. Yeah. So what I have to do is then, if you want to have your yogurt and your coffee, you got to like spread it out then.
It doesn't happen. No, I tried that. I tried to react. Yeah, I can't go back to it. Well, maybe because the whole thing has been thrown off. Now I've eaten a bagel.
Oh, totally. You know, right. It's like. But you'd have to like have a cup of coffee, then like wait an hour and have your breakfast of just. So that's not going to work for you.
The hour is not enough for me. It changed. It fundamentally 100% has changed.
That
I can't.
I totally get.
That is so weird. No. That is so weird. I don't like it, though. I'm going to say I've had enough. I've been craving the taste of the coffee, so I've been going with my craving, and I've been getting the coffee. But at this point, it feels like diminishing returns. I'm not interested. I don't like the way I'm eating. Or, like, it just, it's all off.
Or maybe it's good for weekends
or something.
You'll have to work it in a different
Maybe.
That is so funny.
Okay, I can't believe this
makes perfect
sense not...
to me.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes. It's so interesting. Okay. Well, now, mystery solved.
There we go.
Yeah. So what else do we want to talk about?
We want to talk about what's on the bookshelf behind your head there, which is the Perfectionist Guide to Losing Control. People.
What a great title.
Perfectionist Guide to Losing Control by Catherine Morgan Schaffler. Okay. Both separately came to this, just as one does, scrolling through Instagram, whatever, then started following her. Didn't know that we both bought it. You know, lots of times I'd say, hey, friend, did you see this? You should buy it. We should read it. Whatever. This just, we both happened to separately buy it. And then you mentioned, and I hadn't read it yet. I just bought it. It was downloaded. Yeah. You're like, this book.
Yeah. I started it the day I got it.
It's blowing my mind. Okay. I got to read it. I started. I mean, this is what I will be doing this weekend for sure, is trying to read more of this. This is so perfect for us and for so many people. This is basically a book written by a psychologist about perfectionism, but as opposed to telling us, which the world does, that you should try and rid yourself of this perfectionism.
Yes.
It is telling you how to own it and use it for good and power. And it's a it's a superpower versus a thing you need to work on getting rid of. I mean.
Get rid of. Yeah. That is absolutely true. And that is a huge part of the book. What I am just pretty blown away with is the different types of perfectionists. Yes. Because I know there are people who would not think of themselves as perfectionists. But if they read this book, they would think, oh my God.
Well, the author herself didn't think she was until she started researching it and dealing with her own clients in her practice. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it takes many different forms. I mean, two of the types, procrastinator perfectionist and messy perfectionist,
like,
just seem to be oxymoron, you know. So, but it's all there.
Guys, there's a quiz at the beginning of the book. Okay, it's only 8 questions, the easiest quiz you'll ever do, and that will then help you assess which type you
are. I think is also online.
It is online.
Yeah, and then you can read a little bit about your type and then see if it speaks to you. But it spoke to us. And also, Kate, you and I are so different. Even if we were willing to put ourselves under the umbrella of a perfectionist, we're so different. And we've often been like, well, how come I'm that way, but you're not that way? And you're that way, and I'm not that way. And this explains it. So you're mostly what they call classic. Yes, and I am an intense perfectionist.
Which I just think should be called like the Aries
different.
Perfectionist, right? No, I mean, why she doesn't...
I don't know. I think that's more of messy perfectionist.
That's true, but... I'm the classic. You are the intense. There are like five categories, I think.
Yep.
I just cannot tell you how many lines I read. And I mean, everyone says it's like, I feel seen. I feel as if she's like in my brain. It's so, and it's I love the aspect of the being gendered, this kind of language that we use. No one mm-hmm. ever calls a yep. man who has attention to detail uh-huh. or who's really focused as a perfectionist. They call them yeah. CEO or whatever the hell they call them.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. she's yeah. got that element in there too about how gendered this all yeah. is, which I feel very yeah. is very true. All the things you've been told and why you're like, what, that didn't work for me, and then it doesn't work for you, and then you feel worse. Like, why can't you yes. just relax? Or why yeah. aren't you having fun? Or why can't just yeah. it's good enough. Good enough? Go fuck yeah. yourself.
She no. doesn't allow nope. for that. She's like, no, that's just not us. Why would you pretend that was something you should aspire to when it goes against your fundamental right. nature? Yes. Love that. I love that. She's also been talking a lot about self-care oh, yeah. and how hard mm-hmm. that is for perfectionists mm-hmm. and how you have to completely reframe it, because the general kind of talk about it is like, oh, it's okay, and if it's you fail, then it's all yeah. right, and well, it doesn't feel yeah. all right, it feels yeah. terrible, and it's more of acknowledging that than perfectionists will either wallow in it or steamroll right. over it, and she's just even acknowledging it is more yeah, self-care
and also than, self-care, like people will tell you self-care is relax, do less, that doesn't yeah. feel good yeah. to people
yeah.
that like us, right? Or like you once yes. said on, I think it was yes. on Untamed or whatever. Yeah.
Untamed.
You're like a big yep. dog that has yeah. to run. Like yeah. you can't tell the
it
big dog.
Have 40
yeah.
walks
yeah,
a day.
You can't yeah. tell the big dog that needs to run, oh, just let, like relax. My bulldog who really just needs to sit and sleep yeah. most of the day. That's fine for her. Yeah. But yeah, and but the conventional right. wisdom or advice is just, oh, just relax. Like you don't need to do all those things. But you yeah. actually would feel worse and more anxious and
yeah,
more
and
if you didn't.
And for personally, what happens is it comes out yeah. sideways. It comes, you know, same with a dog. The dog doesn't get 12 walks.
They
and what do?
Out.
They eat your shoes. Yeah. They eat your wall. They yeah. exactly. And so it doesn't work to just be like, well, don't do the thing if it's too much. Right. No, that yeah. doesn't work. Yeah, so, loving it. Loving, love it, love it.
Yeah,
love
so
it,
I'm only like 30% in, so I got to keep going this weekend. I got to get my yeah. perfectionist on, and then I got to own it.
It's so good. But I'll tell you, it's one of those books. I've read the whole thing in parts, and it is something I will come back mm-hmm. to over and over again, because it has so – it's not something you can, like, take in one sitting. It's like you take in as much as you take in the first time, and then the next time something else will mm-hmm. jump out at you, and you'll need to learn a different lesson from a different right. chapter. It's yeah, it's really good.
We're
though.
Loving it. So yeah. I think
the reframing is blowing yeah. my mind right now.
So too. Check it out, people.
Yeah. Yes. And okay, but with this, I wanted to also say that Barnes yes. & Noble, have you seen this all over? I know. But if you don't follow book accounts, a lot of book accounts you might not know, Barnes & Noble is having 25% off any pre-order. So that doesn't work for this book, but anything else you want to read that's coming out the summer or the spring or whatever, it goes through the end of today, yeah. Friday.
So look, go on there. There's so many of your favorite authors, I'm sure, have books coming out, and yeah. you'll get them for 25% off. So we do not yep. sponsored by Barnes & Noble, but,
no.
but we love
no.
authors, and pre-orders really help them. They help,
help
themselves
them, yeah.
ahead of time and lists and whatnot.
Definitely.
So I did see that.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, what else is happening? I have to talk about it. What are you gonna say?
Yeah. Oh, I have
oh,
another
yeah,
book.
Yeah. Give me
but, so
book.
I don't know if you wanna. Yeah. Okay. All right. Can you see this one now? Here. Georgie, All Along. It is.
Have
you seen this
I
at did, all?
I don't know. Who, I've seen it.
Someone mm-hmm. promoted it on their stories or whatever. It was like Happy mm-hmm. Pub Day. I don't remember who it was, but it. I was like, oh, that looks interesting. Okay. This is one of those books that will appeal to both of us. Mm-hmm. Did you look it up?
I just like the cover.
Okay,
the yellow
so it's like,
it caught my attention.
Yeah, the yellow and the mm-hmm. pink. I like that too. So it's about a woman, Georgie, and her life in LA blows up and she has to return to her hometown.
Oh,
one
wait,
of my favorite
yeah,
tropes.
I did read this because
yes.
I was like, I love yes. the return to hometown.
Yes. Yes, but when she goes back to her hometown, she finds her diary from when she was a teenager. And that helps her kind of come back to herself. She realizes how much she's abandoned herself somewhere along the way, how much she's left behind. And this teenage diary is kind of like a touchstone and a lifeline back to who she really is, come back to herself, which I think the title is a play on. Like, it's Georgie. It was Georgie all along. Like, I didn't need anything or anyone else. It was really me that I was coming back to. It was me all along. Well, yes, but wait. This is actually the tagline for the book. It's a must read for everyone who's ever wondered about the life
that got away.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I did read this. I love this. I wrote this down, the life that got away. Did I buy this then? Because I saw that tagline and I thought that is
perfect.
It
just came out this week, Tuesday, so yes. I haven't started it. It just came.
I thought that is so good. Excited, I actually went and wrote that down. So now this is all coming back.
The life that got away.
And that's really what it is. Yes. It's another version of what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to read that one this weekend.
Okay, that sounds right up my alley as well. You know I love those stories.
Yes. Sweet spot. That's the sweet spot for you and I.
Definitely. I was just really excited.
By the way, it's by Kate Claiborne. And I think I saw somewhere where, like, she's written a few books, and it says she writes, like, strong women who have complicated family drama. I mean, it was, like, every one of our boxes
is ticked.
All right,
we need to start stalking Kate Claiborne then. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. What else?
Well, I want to talk about the Daisy Jones and the Six trailer.
Yeah.
So that came. It's not even a trailer. That's not even fair to say. But it was the first look. We saw some pictures before that Taylor Jenkins Reid and Reese and everyone have shared for the new adaptation coming out March 3rd. But this was the first sort of clip, if you will, and the first time we hear them as a band.
The music, which is so bizarre. If you're Taylor Jenkins Reid and you're hearing
about. No.
Okay, go.
This is what I'm saying.
I was obsessed with,
as you know, when we covered the book, was the fact that she wrote not just a little bit of the lyrics. I've read a ton of books where authors can write, like, anybody I think could write a line, maybe even a passage or two.
Yeah, a stanza.
You could look I put in quotes, a songwriter. I mean, you're a writer, whatever. Yeah. But Taylor Jenkins Reid was like, no. If I'm going to write a book about a band, I better write the entire album and include it in the back of the book. And I was blown away by just the ability to do that then. But then I remember reading the lyrics, and I was super interested because she did this, but still just reading lyrics with no context, no music, whatever. The fact that now we get to hear the songs, and one of the first songs, Regret or whatever, is out on Spotify.
The whole album, Aurora, is going to be on. For some reason, this book, I feel like, did this a lot for a lot of people. It really bends reality. Right? So many people Googled, when did Jay-Z and the Jones and the Six break up? Or are they a real band? And it's all a figment of her imagination. And yet, it is coming to life in a way that really is hard to kind of grasp
for me.
It's crazy.
The style of the book, of course, at the time was so interesting, writing it as sort of like a rock documentary, which I wasn't sure before I started. I'm like, even when I explained it to people at first, they were like, wait, what? And I'm like, no, just trust me. And now, even in this clip, you do see, of course, that, you know, the reporter sitting down to interview them. I just feel like the whole thing is going to feel so different. I'm not saying good or bad, but it's going to be interesting. But I'm just so excited to hear the songs that they came from her brain like that. I know.
So crazy.
So wild.
I just can't.
I mean,
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was thinking, this is so bad. I tell everyone that I've read all of Taylor Jenkins Reid books. And I say it because I'm like, a lot of people only came to her in what I call her her historical fiction days. So Daisy Jones and Evelyn Hugo and Malibu Rising, whatever. But we have read back her original, like when she started in women's fiction and whatnot. But the one, I'm a liar. I have never read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. So it's the only one I haven't read. I feel, and so many people say that's like her best. Do we need to come to that?
Yeah.
At some point?
I think it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for like two years now.
Do we need
to read that
one, Grit? I mean,
I know exactly why I missed, I didn't miss it. I intentionally did not read it because I was a big fan of Taylor Jenkins Reid as a kind of modern romance writer. Like writing about strong women. Exactly. And I did not want to switch. And then when Daisy Jones came out, it felt like something totally different and like, okay, fine, let's pick this up. But then, and then I picked up from there. And we did it for the podcast, and so a lot of it for me was related connected to that. And then, but The Seven Husbands didn't, and so many people think that's her best.
I know. So I don't know.
Not just
maybe we need to come back to that. But yeah.
I am open. Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. What else we got?
That's it for me.
It's a full weekend.
It is a full weekend. Very excited. And I stay tuned on my coffee drinking.
Exactly. People can let us know what other foods they believe do not go with coffee.
Yeah. And I guess no one stops drinking coffee. Like, I'm wondering if someone, because this is new to me, right? So all of a sudden I feel, but I think if you've been drinking coffee regularly for your whole life, maybe even taking a day or two off doesn't change back your cravings, your preferences. But I wonder if someone stopped for a significant period of time, would they start craving different things? I guess you first have to go through the detox.
Which is
no bueno.
I've done it. It's not good. No. I don't want to do that. Yeah. I think, honestly, that a lot of people just don't have this issue of certain beverages conflicting with their taste buds. Like, I know, like, my husband's not like that. Like, so I think it might just start with that. Like, I can't watch someone, like if I go to dinner and someone's having, we're having cocktails, like we're having a tequila drink, a vodka drink. When the food comes, depending on the food, I'm like, you can't have vodka with that. Like, let's say you're in an Italian restaurant. I'm like, surely you're going to switch to red wine now because the vodka no longer pairs with your, you know, spaghetti and meatballs. But like, if you're like a true vodka drinker and you don't drink anything else, you're like, no, I'm fine. I'm good over here.
Don't worry about me.
But I'm like, oh, but those don't go together. So I just think my taste buds are very much like what goes with what. And so maybe that's it's the same with the coffee.
But that's not me.
Oh, it's not?
But yet I'm still having this. It's for me, I will tell you, it's definitely, it's not even a pairing thing because it's not talking about having it at the same time. It's a whole day.
Oh, then
I'm talking about 2 hours later. My whole day's cravings, constitution, stomach, it does feel like a whole, it's like a pH thing. Like, I don't know what it is.
It's very acidic. Maybe you're right. It does something to your stomach, and then your stomach wants something, like you said, like bread or something to line
to
it.
And
you're not used to it. So your stomach, you're having more of a reaction, I think, than.
I
never had more than one a day, and I really couldn't have two. It would start to bother me, and then pandemic happened, and now I'm a two a day. But I've transitioned.
Yeah. But my stomach's not bothered.
Right. But maybe
it's just different. I know. I don't know. It has to, it has to be that.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Back to the coffee.
Yes. But I know. I need to know if this is a thing. But it sounds like it is kind of a thing. Maybe people just don't realize it because they're used to whatever they're used to.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. And an occasional coffee. I mean, I always had an occasional coffee. That didn't do it to me. But this has been pretty consistent for like a week, and it's changed me.
It's changed.
Yeah. So no coffee for me this weekend. I'm going to see if I can go back to the old
cravings. Okay. You can report back in.
All right. I will.
The world is waiting with bated breath. All
right. Coffee for the coffee experiment of January 2023.
All right.
Love it.